This is KHOL News. I'm Will Walkie. Mayor Pete Muldoon called a special town council meeting Tuesday morning in response to an email from St. John's Health CEO Dr. Paul Beaupre about the dire COVID-19 situation at the hospital. Here's Beaupre at the meeting.
My concern is the following. Right now, our ICU is full. Like every other employer in town, we're also dealing with COVID among our workforce. I have 40 staff members out right now. 21 of those are COVID positive. The rest are out for quarantine because of first contact exposures.
Beaupre also said that surrounding healthcare systems are seeing spikes in hospitalizations and are not as available to take patients from Teton County if necessary. If the curve is not flattened soon, Beaupre says St. John's could struggle to provide care to all who need it.
We used to be concerned back in the spring if we had 50 positive cases in a week. Last Thursday, we had 70 positive cases in a day. And I can assure you that this is not cases that are coming to us from outside the community. And so really the purpose of my plea to all of you is to increase awareness.
Teton County Director of Health Jody Pond echoed Beaupre's concerns and added notes about staffing issues with contract tracing. She said the county is likely to consider further ordinances moving forward.
We should not have close contact sports going on at this moment. We should look at returning to some of the orders back in the spring that limited the group size in gym classes, restaurant capacity, etc., before going to full shutdown. A lot of those mitigation measures worked, and we should look at those more closely and ask for a variance.
The county has already extended its mask order as of Tuesday. Now, masks are required in all business and office settings, not just retail and restaurants. Pond says all of this should help, but worries that local ordinances don't have the teeth to carry consequences. In other words, the county ordinances and recommendations may only amount to emphatic messages.
We are still struggling with enforcement. We still are getting complaints of our current orders, and I think enforcement is something that we need to look at. In other areas of the country, they have fined the business for not enforcing the mask orders or the current public health orders, so I think that is something that should be on the table.
Muldoon says he trusts his health officials to make policy decisions over himself or others and hopes any variances on the county level are accepted by the state this week. He also recognizes, though, that working with the state can mean delays, and time is of the essence.
So I would say in an ideal world, over the next 48 hours or week or so, the council doesn't have to do anything. I don't think anyone on the council wants to go the route of emergency ordinances. I believe we all agree that a public health order that covers the entire county is a much better route, but we'll take the action that we have to take.
During the meeting, health officials raised a concern about people abusing the medical exemption to masks. When asked to wear a mask, any person can say that they have a health issue keeping them from doing so. Muldoon says he could pass an executive order making someone within Jackson show documentation with a valid health reason for keeping a mask off. Muldoon says a lack of national or statewide messaging and action has put these difficult policy decisions, which have major economic and social ramifications, in the hands of local officials. He says he's constrained with what he can do both financially and legally.
As that curve starts to increase, the mortality rate's going to go up because we just won't be able to treat people. So that's my fear. And, we are likely going to have an influx of tourists this winter, and it's scary. What I'm worried about is that people will die or that people will have a disease progression that will lead them to long-term disabilities.
Muldoon was not the only concerned member of the town council. In fact, some members wanted immediate action, namely Jim Stanford.
When you look at the case numbers in Teton County and you compare our rates of infection with many of our peer communities around the West, resort communities that have a lot in common with us, Teton County in recent weeks has not just exceeded the rates, we've been two or three times the rates of those communities. And anything we can do, any steps we can take, regulatory steps, I'm willing to take and take now. Asking for personal responsibility is failing.
While the town waits for further direction from health officials, area restaurants, gyms, and bars remain open. Meanwhile, the Teton County Health Department launched a campaign aimed at younger residents called Shred the Spread that stresses the severity of the virus and how it could impact them. Muldoon said the overall public message is clear.
This is bad. This is bad. We're in a bad place. We've got to do something. We cannot keep acting as we did 2 months ago, 3 months ago, where we felt like, oh, we can relax a little, we can kind of get away with some things. This is time to really buckle down and watch out for our community's health.
Muldoon also urged the public to trust health officials who are doing their part in the, quote, impossible task of weighing health policies against personal liberties and economic impacts. The county has another COVID-19 update scheduled for this Friday at 3 p.m. Tune in to KHOL to listen in live.